This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How about it? I want to say right now, you're getting top 10 Rico today. That's how we start this week. You can tell this man's basketball team is an AP top 10 club. He's in a dress shirt on a Monday, and there was no Founders event this weekend. That's right. You also got Debo out. I mean, just an exciting few days for you. So we have a lot to do, and Rico, we are going to do the hockey. We have got a question for Lions fans about your culture and your locker room. And are you strong enough? It's a lot like when Rico goes on a date and he goes, are you strong enough to handle this? So inappropriate.
Oh, boy.
And then at four, the madness is upon us. We do have some college basketball to do. You want to do the hockey?
Yeah, let's do
Can we do the hockey?
Let's do the hockey.
We've got the trade deadline Friday. We've got Kenny Cott. We've got the Wings losing back-to-back games. Yes, I know it was a high stick. Here's a tissue. Here's my point.
But the Wings would have been on a power play.
No, I know. I know. But like,
won the game.
I can't do that. I mean, Rico, you would have thought Kennedy got assassinated today the way this station's talking about it. It's like, just let's look at the bigger picture. All right. It's March, and it's a two-game losing streak. NBD. Except Carolina's coming. Now you go, okay, well, that's probably an L. And we know what happened last March. So I want to juxtapose this. And I want to bring in Kenneth G. Cott. Deadline is Friday. And for the Hockey Elite, for Rico, for David Hatchetman Hall, Kenny, and all of you in Metro Detroit, does Yzerman have to make a move for Friday? It's really that simple. You will still technically be in a playoff spot Friday, even if you lost against Carolina. And then you play the Utah Yetis or whatever the hell they are. The point is, isn't this the moment? Enough's enough. It's like in Roadhouse, we're going to be nice until it's time to not be nice.
Right.
Like, we're going to be patient until it's time to not be patient. Kenny Cott, main stage. They got to make a move by Friday.
Because I like to think we kind of seen this movie before. As a matter of fact, they were like almost in the exact same spot,
mm-hmm.
same wild card spot.
You know how Utah used to be.
And
Utah used to be Arizona, who hit you in a garbage can last year when you needed the game. You could be like 6-1.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. Wow. At least they had a logo.
And people, just so you know, you're getting energized, recharged, Mike.
Yeah, because I know what's coming. This is where Rico takes a chair to my spine with Aaron Rodgers rumors. I know that's coming later.
No, we have fun. No. That was Friday.
Oh,
and
man.
We had fun.
Oh,
and you
man.
Weren't here. And we had enough fun for you.
I'm glad. Thank you. Kenny, please talk to me. Where are we at with this?
Yes, I think we absolutely need to make a trade. There's a lot of confidence at this station, by the way, that he will absolutely make a trade, which I'm not exactly sure where that spawns from, because if you think about it, Rico said it. We were in this exact position last year at this time of the year, right before the deadline, second wild card spot, and Steve Yzerman came out and basically said, I don't think we're good enough to trade. So what's changed this year? Well, we got a couple of younger guys in the lineup. The youth has been injected, so to speak. But we're in the same position. I am not as confident as everybody else that Steve's going to pull a move out of his you-know-what. Because it just, if history has taught us anything, I don't think he's going to do that unless he is sure we are in the right spot. We're in the exact same spot as we were last year. But yes, I think we should be making a move. Yes.
Okay. That's what this is about, right? None of us are soothsayers. We don't know what they're going to do. And I don't think, obviously, all moves aren't created equal. You know, if David goes into a breaking news thing or Rico goes breaking news and they go, yeah, they've signed the Bobby Pringles. And you're like, who? That's not a move. We're talking about maybe a top six forward, a top four defenseman, a goalie, something impactful. And look, I'm not going to sit here screaming. Maybe Rico will. Whether it's a rental or not, and how does it fit? Guys, ultimately, I want to make the playoffs. And if a guy's a rental, he comes with a cheaper price. And if a guy's not, it's more expensive. I want to win now. Mm-hmm. Todd McLennan deserves some support. These players deserve some support here. They've dug their season out of the grave, and now they're above. We got to do a little something. But here's my question. What's the move? See, this is the fun now. We don't want to be TV news where we just scream about things and we don't have any solutions. What's the move? Who's the player?
There's a couple of names that I have. One has been linked to the Red Wings to death. Dylan Cousins, Buffalo. Yeah, that's been the hot name that everybody seems to be like, oh, Detroit's in the mix with all these rumors. I'm going to go a little bit spicier, though. I like a player on Nashville, Jonathan Marchessault. Not Steven Stamkos. No. Jonathan Marchessault, 34 years old, a little bit younger.
Golden Knight.
Exactly. Stanley Cup experience is the type of guy you want on your roster. He's seen it. He's done it. He can score. He'd be great in your middle six.
Okay. Question for you. I want to know if this was out of line by James Anthony Costa this morning. He advocated trading for a goalie. Goalies don't get traded.
If you can, it's...
Not in season, they don't.
No, not in season, they don't. It's a bit pie in the sky for me. If Jim thinks it's possible, I mean, God bless, more power to you.
But no, I had to ask if he was out of line.
He's not out of line in thinking that that's an idea that they should pursue, but the idea that...
Who is the goalie?
That's part of it, too, is if you have a good goalie, typically you're on a playoff fringe, and if you're on a playoff fringe, you're not trading your goalie.
Listen, these are the answers I seek. I would like to hear from Red Wing Elite here. People... Yes or no? Do they have to make a move by Friday? And my answer is yes. It's always yes. I mean, if you're competing for a playoff spot, I think it's totally okay to go out here, and whether it's a football team, basketball team, baseball team, whatever it is, you can say, yes, they got to make a move. It doesn't mean you do something stupid. It doesn't mean you're packaging 7 first-round picks and doing something ridiculous. But the idea that you do nothing and that's okay?
See, I think he almost has to make a move. And Kenny, you can back me up on this. Because the beginning of the season was all his fault.
Oh, I like this.
You could have just fired your coach at the beginning of the season, because you look at the new coach bounce, and now you're sitting here hovering. You could have been a better team. You could have had a better spot. So I think it's almost you're responsible for where this team is right now.
I like it.
Because you just kind of sat on your hands and said, well, let's give Lalonde another chance. Oh, wait, he just won that game. All right, I'm going to extend you for 2 more games. And finally, around Christmas, you just decided that was it. What if you would have done this at the beginning of the year? Where would this team have been? Maybe they're a lot further along. So I do think you caused this. You're responsible to go in there and fix this.
It's like Rico to his students. You know, you were garbage the first part of the semester. It's on you. Fix it.
And also, you announced to the world at the beginning of the season when you did the Larkin or the Raymond contract and when you did the Seider contract, this is our window. Now we're trying officially to win. These are the core pieces of this team. Yes, you need to insulate them.
All right, here's what I want to do. Let's have some fun, and I want to get the people involved. Kenny, you're going to be responsible for the following. There are 3 levels to this. The minimum, the realistic, and the dream. Now, I know we don't get dreams here in Detroit. Every franchise here plays it safe. Fine. But I still need Kenny to titillate the audience and give us a dream trade as if it's the spring of 02. We've just traded for Brett Hull. And you're like, what? Like, sell me this pen. The dream,
The realistic target, the bare minimum. I need three names, though. And from you guys, if you don't want to give a name because 5% of America knows half of these players, look, just tell me, what do you want them to trade for? Blue line help? You want some scoring? What do you want? Just please, they got to do something by Friday. Can we at least all agree on that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Kenny, where would your mental state be if they collapsed again?
Inconsolable. You would see a different version of me than I think you may have ever seen before.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Is that one that works hard?
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So, come on, man. I was gone for a while.
Unnecessary.
But it's right. Fun. It's fun.
11 minutes.
First penalty, right off the face-off.